Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Angels transport the soul and spirit of the believer to heaven. We looked at that, Luke 16:22, when Lazarus died. Well, turn me there. I want you to see that one. Luke chapter 16, verse number 22. It's the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Verse number 22, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. So we see also that the angels carry the soul, the spirit of the believer. Then somebody asked to Kyle at the Bible, at the fellowship Friday. Who was that? By the way, wasn't that a good fellowship Friday evening? Somebody said, who was that? Robert, was that you? No. Somebody said, I got a Bible question for you or for Kyler. I said, well, give it to Kyler. It was you, wasn't it? Yeah, okay. It was, okay. About John and the last part of John. Okay. And I told David, I said, well, ask the question to Kyler. If he can't answer, then I'll answer. But give him an opportunity to see what he says about it. And he gave him the right answer, okay? And so, it was about whether John would ever die or not. Remember that last part? Okay. Well, when believers die, they're transported to heaven. Before the death of Christ, they were in the underworld. And that's why you find the bosom of Abraham. So don't get, or am I going too fast for y'all? Before the crucifixion, all unbelievers and believers were in the underworld. There's a separation. That's the story of rich man and Lazarus. Send Lazarus over here. He could dip his hand in a cup of water and quench my thirst. And Abraham said, no, he can't go over there, and you can't come over here. There's a great gulf fixed between us. Well, at the death of Christ, he emptied the underworld of believers. Peter talks about he led captivity captive. He led them out, and now they are to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. You got the picture? Before the crucifixion, all believers were in the underworld. After the crucifixion, he would give you a Bible. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. So Peter talked about he went to the underworld and preached. To the unbelievers, talking about Jesus there. Well, the thought was, when he emptied that, Jesus didn't give them a second chance to be saved. When he emptied that underworld, because they could see, like Abraham, and are y'all getting the picture? And they see Jesus. Y'all ever think about this? When he takes all them believers out, and there's the unbelievers witnessing this. Anyway, there's so much here, I got to move on. But they transport the soul and the spirit of the believer to heaven. Matthew 18:10, they exercise the ministry of protection toward children. In Matthew 18:10, it talks about, let's look there real quick. Matthew 18:10, because it actually has a plurality here of angels. I'll say we have more than one angel watching over us. Matthew 18:10, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. So we have more than one angel that helps us and minister us, because he said their angels, plural, didn't say their angels, you get the picture. They exercise a ministry of protection toward children also. Angels will accompany Christ and his believers at his revelation. This is interesting. Turn me to 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 1. 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 1, verse number 7. And you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Okay? So we see that the angels will come with him during the tribulation period and also during the revelation, his angels, they will accompany Christ Okay, where we left off last time, and I remember because I circled this one, was the last one. I want to go a little bit more in detail. Angels will help execute God's judgment upon sin and upon this world. All through the book of the Revelation, we see the angelic activity increase in the book of the Revelation. I have passages here. I remember looking at a couple of these as I closed. Revelation chapter 7, Revelation 8, Revelation 9, Revelation 10, Revelation 14, Revelation 15. It goes on and on and on. It mentions angels, their activities. They're opening seals. They're blowing the trumpets. They're emptying vials of the judgment upon the earth. All these with the angelic activity that has increased during the tribulation period. And they will be involved in these judgments upon the earth. Now, also, turn me to Matthew chapter number 13. They're going to be part of this separating the sheep from the goats. In Matthew chapter number 13, and we'll go to Matthew 25, read it a little bit more. Matthew, I was here earlier, Matthew 25, verse number 31. The Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, and he shall sit upon the throne of his glory. Now go back down again to verse number 41. And then he shall say unto them, sit on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Now put that together when we go to Matthew chapter number 25. Well, that's where I was. I missed Matthew 13. Thank you. Yes, I know. All right. Jesus is speaking in parables. In verse number 36, again, it was the parable of the wheat and the tares, Matthew chapter 13. Greg, are you following me? Greg ain't even up there. Oh, Greg is teaching. Then Jesus sent the multitude away, in verse 36 of Matthew 13, and went into the house, and disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He's talking about Jesus. When he speaks of the kingdom of heaven, he's talking about the millennial reign of Christ. There's a difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And people get that confused. The kingdom of God is all-encompassing. John chapter 3, ye must be born again. Unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of... cannot see it. It's not possible. Okay? In Matthew chapter number 13, he's talking about the kingdom of heaven. When he says, he that answered and said unto him, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. So there's lost and saved. Brother Ray, this is a good one for you for your class Thursday. I won't be here. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. Again, it's talking about that millennium. Remember talking about the good and the bad and all this? Okay. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and that shall do iniquity, and they shall be cast into the furnace of fire. And they shall be wailing and gnashing teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as a sun in the kingdom of their Father, who hath ears, let him hear. So what is happening? The angels have separated them. We see it at the beginning of the tribulation period in Matthew chapter number... let's do this one. It's the judgment of the living nations. It's in Matthew chapter number 25. I should have referenced this one. Anyway, it's the judgment of the living nations where they will come and they separate the sheep from the goats. And only saved people are entering to the millennium. You get that? At the end of the tribulation, they will be saved and lost. The angels will gather all the people and bring them toward Jesus in Jerusalem. And he separates the sheep and the goats.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.